The Becoming and Silence podcast is about awakening to the greatest potential you always were. Listen to teachings, interviews, and inspiring stories of others who have challenged the accepted, expanded possibility, and merged modern-day life with ancient wisdom to discover their greatest potential. When you become fearless, you become limitless. Now be inspired by today's episode. Well, welcome, Jenny, on today's episode of the Becoming Unsilenced podcast. My host is Jenny Lis. Oh, you're going to have to help me with your last name.
Yeah, I know everybody has the tough time. Ciccone.
Ciccone. Okay, very good. Jenny lives in the Florida area, and she is an EFT practitioner, coach, and really here to help individuals live their most joyful life. So Jenny, tell us a little bit about you and your work.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much, Vicky, for the work you do and inviting me today to be here with everybody. I went through my personal journey, transformation journey, transferring actually from the career in the corporate world before as a career consultant and a career coach to finally in this current field as doing healing and a coaching, whole person healing coaching together to really release all the stuff that unconsciously, especially unconsciously, block us from bringing out our full potentiality in life so that we can move forward to live life with freedom and the soul satisfaction, not just external success like I did before. So I have the full passion and that's why we connected.
Yes. And if for anyone who's interested, you host a series of that we've done together.
Yes. Soulful Woman's Journey.
Yes. Yeah. And where can they find that at, Jenny, if they want to check it out?
Oh, thank you for mentioning it. It's my name as the channel name on YouTube. It's called Jenny Lisa Kong. You can find the series there called Soulful Women's Journey. And also, I bet, you know, in the information we will provide, you know, on different sites, especially I provide a lot of information, insights on Instagram.
Okay. And I'll make sure and put that in the show notes. I'll put your Instagram and your YouTube channel for anyone who wants to check it out. Mm-hmm. I've been really looking forward to this conversation with you today because I find that things come into my world in strange ways. And you work with the modality of EFT is one of your modalities. And I'm going to give you a chance to explain that in just a moment. But it's a modality that I've been aware of for a long time. I've used a lot of other modalities in my healing transformational journey, but I'd never really used this particular one. And a couple months ago, I was in a class where another coach was talking about using this. And I'd said to a participant, I said, you know what? I've just never found that technique useful. And then what is so fun, Jenny, is that our relationship evolved. I actually asked you to do a session with me, which I found so powerful. And I'm like now like shifting my words completely because I found this to be a super powerful tool under your guidance. So tell us, what is EFT?
Yeah, thank you for mentioning. Really, it's my honor, you know, to have a chance to support you. Yeah, EFT with the words, it stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. So when we talk, when we use the emotion, this word, I bet, you know, many people already start to feel like uncomfortable, because this is a very sensitive and vulnerable area for people to even talk and go there. Especially, we both actually talk about that. And personally, I came from the corporate world. So many women in the corporate world, you know, we are under pressure with a lot of things juggling on the plate of life, you know. So,
and you have to be strong, yeah, so you don't look weak. You have to, yeah, not be too angry, so you don't look, yes, like a bitch.
Yes. Yes. We both were trained as a coach. Of course, we need to have positive mindset, right? So we don't go there. So I would say I didn't really go there naturally. I mentioned with my personal transformation journey, I was like pushed to the bottom of the downtown road. Suddenly, I don't know, I don't want to know finally why it happened to me, but it just, the life took me down from a very successful, so-called, you know, at surface level, very successful life, good life, and then suddenly went down. But anyway, so when I was at the bottom of the life valley, back to those years, I really didn't have the energy finally to function. I was stressed out, you know, dealing with all these different issues in life, and energy level was really down.
So burnout, would you say you were experiencing?
Yeah, burnt out, stressed out, was a lot of things happened in my life suddenly without prediction, and I didn't see it coming. So it just suddenly happened. And then, you know, I went there, I just felt like life is so unfair to me, blah, blah, blah. You know, I already started to do coaching back then. I feel like, hey, I'm a positive person. You know, I do everything right. Why this happened to me? So I didn't have chance. So back to this point, I didn't really go there intentionally. It's like, I know. So I was pushed down and forced into this zone to try to get myself back on track in life. So I didn't have energy, and I finally surrendered. I said, okay, so whatever universe, God, what do you want me to do? I don't have strength to fight anymore. I surrender. You know, it's not really like even, you know,
I surrender.
Surrender. Yeah, I had no choice, right? But then the funny part is when I didn't have strength to fight, it's like unwillingly surrendered, the new door started to open. And I just received all this information, you know, knowledge, books, audio, videos, courses, whatever. So I just study, because I was thirsty, because I need to heal myself, came back, bounce back in life. And then gradually, my mentor for my Coach You coaching program, she was a practitioner. She did a couple of sessions with me, you know, before. And then I remembered, I said, okay, so maybe I can try. And then coincidence just happened in synchronicity. I went on the retreat. It's like, you know, there they had those practitioners, EFT practitioners,
okay,
for the services. And I went to try, and I read the book about Meridian Line also. Then, you know, I said like, hey, I can try it on myself. And then when I tried, it worked. So I just went further and further. It helped me a lot. I gradually regained my energy back. Now I finally realized that it was meant to happen for me to go through this and come out to help others. I just heard this voice in my mind. I need to come out to help others. That's why I went to get myself certified. And after that, I just kept practicing. The beginning of the year, And the year until now, after so many years practicing as a professional, I would say my work goes to a different level. It's very, very differently for me to do the work now, combining everything. So I do feel like it's very powerful what it does. It's like using our fingers. I call them as energetic hammer.
Oh, I love that.
And then when we pick some core issues, pressing issue, I am so stuck. I feel so stiff on my shoulder, whatever, you know, that kind of core issue. It's like I call them internal stone. So use the energetic hammer to hit, tap on the meridian points that connect us to the internal stone, the core issues, emotional and thought stones. So to hit and tap and speak, and it's like hit on those stones because they are buried so deeply. We cannot reach them. It just cannot, we just cannot use our logical mind, the head, to analyze, think, and get rid of it. So this tool connects us to those buried feelings, thoughts, and the beliefs. Most of them are rooted from the childhood, bothersome issues, or even early trauma events, traumatic mm-hmm. events. So now we can connect them and feel a little bit and use this tool to hit on the internal stone, the stuck energies. We express and clear them, let them out, so that your body system can be realigned and then regain the balance. So it happens at all different levels, not just only at physical, you know, body symptoms or mental relationship issues, emotional and also spiritual as well. So that's how it works.
Why it's so powerful. So yeah. Now, because there's a lot of people who are going to be listening to this, and we're going to do towards the end of the session, we're actually going to do a tapping session that I'll cut just that section of the video out and put it in the link for someone who actually wants to see this. But would you describe to us two things? What is a meridian? Because I heard mm-hmm. you say meridian. And then what are these energetic points for someone who kind of can't see us at the moment? What are those energetic points?
Oh, yeah. I actually honestly don't have the official, you know, official definition of meridian, this word, but it's really like in the energy realm, energy system of the nature of the body energy system. So especially this EFT is actually the combination of the Oriental traditional medicine and the Western psychology, you know, knowledge.
Okay, so it's bringing East and Western.
Yes.
Understanding
combination.
Together,
yes.
Which is so cool.
So yeah, the meridian point, it's really like, you know, the invisible energy system, which exists, you know, of our body system. And then meridian lines, you know, we don't see them, but sometimes, you know, like right now in my life, sometimes I feel like, oh, those arms, some areas, some points, I feel like a bit, you know, painful or sore, you know, when I touch it, I just tap, 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 tap. And then after several days, it's gone. So that means, you know, the blood circulation or energy flow starts to open up, and the jam, internal jam, that's the indication. Okay. In the reflection of the internal energetic jam, traffic jam happened. When you feel the pain, that means there is jam. So when you just tap and you understand a little bit of the system, the line, the points, and then just tap the jammed area, and then you will experience the opening, the releasing, and the pains will be gone, just like we do to heal headaches, migraines, or body pains, things like that. So, but it's a very complicated system. We don't need to go there at all.
Yeah, so just so tell the only us, like, thing, what, because there's like, what, 9 points on the body?
Yes, yes, yes. So when we do this to help people, or when people learn, because I also teach people to learn this, to do it by themselves. It's very, very simple, only 9 points. And I use my version to remember, and for people only to use 1 minute to graduate.
Okay, let's do a 1 minute.
Yeah, can I take a minute to introduce here?
Yes.
We use a simple approach with 9 points. So only one on the hand, and the rest of 8 are located on our body, especially on our head, and the one on the side of the body. So let me introduce now. One on the hand, you see I hold a loose fist at the edge of my little finger. There is a line here. It's like a little heel. So this is the point called karate chop. So those kung fu guy use this point to break the bricks.
So it's this, on the outside of the hand, for those who are listening to us, it's just on the outside of like the palm of the hand.
Yes, the edge of your little finger.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and hold a loose fist, and then you will see this line, this point, and touch it. Whichever hand is okay. So you can use the left hand or right hand, or the only thing is to touch this area, no matter which way, how.
Okay.
You know, you touch it. You can use 2 to 3 finger tap on this point, or this way, you know, the other hand, or both hands.
Okay.
Just touch this. It's called karate chop point. So only one hand on the hand. This point is for the purpose to find your core issues, to pick the internal stone to hit on.
Okay, perfect.
And then, so
that's number one.
Yeah. And then the next several are all on the face. They are all located on the different part of the face and named by their location. So let's share. Let me share with you here. So still 2 to 3 fingers, either this side of your face or this side. So the first
right
on the
your eyebrow, like right.
Yeah, the first one on your face is at the beginning of your eyebrow.
Okay.
This side or this side. When you touch it, you can touch the hair here, right? The eyebrow hair of the eyebrow. So the first one, yeah. The first one is the beginning of your eyebrow. It's just called eyebrow.
Okay.
And along the eyebrows, you go to the side. It's on the bone. Either this side, it's called side of the eye. So the next one, along this bone, under your eyes, it's in the center of this bone, this side or this side, it's called under the eye.
Okay.
So the next one moves your finger down to below your nose and above your upper lip in the center here, it's caught under the nose. So the next one, move down your fingers to below your low lip in the center. There is a line here. So this point is called chin point.
Okay.
So it's all based on the location.
Right in the little divot in your chin.
Yes, chin point. So the next one, I have my collar today. It's the whole collarbone area. It's bigger area. So you can still use 2 to 3 fingers, either tap the side or the side, or you can even use your 10 fingers. Gently, of course, don't hurt yourself. Tap the whole area just within this collarbone area.
Okay.
So people will feel like, oh, wait, I already forgot. Let me come back to the first one, eyebrow, side of eye, the under the eye, under the nose, chin point, collarbone. So now you can see it forms a question mark.
Oh, gotcha.
So we already remember now 6 points.
Okay.
So we only have 2 more points on the body to remember. So adding 1 point on the top of this question mark, it's on the top in the center of our head. It's just called top of head.
Okay.
So now we have 7 points. They are all on our head. So the last one now. Put your whole hand under one side of your armpit and go to the edge of your little finger again, but this time it's not on your hand. It's on the side of your body here. Nipple okay. level on the side of your body, either this side or the other side, it's caught under the arm.
For a woman, it's right about kind of almost like at the bra line.
Yes. Yes.
If you wear a bra.
Yes.
Not. Yes.
So yeah, it's under the arm. So that's all. Actually, 9 points. If I can just give, you know, like 15 more seconds to review, I think that will be even more helpful.
Yeah.
So one hand, 1 point on the hand, edge of the little finger on the little heel here, karate chop.
Okay.
And then eyebrow, side of eye, under the eye, under the nose, chin point, collarbone, top of the head, under the arm. So even though you don't have to make the right order in case you put the wrong or no right or wrong, you just touch those areas. Sometimes even though you miss some points, it's also okay. People just genuinely or intuitively, they forgot to move their point. Sometimes just stick to 1 point. That's also okay. That's amazing that people there in the being knows that this is the area needs to connect and release stuck energies. Sometimes it just works like that. So no precision required, no professionalism required to even, you know, draft your scripts or whatever. So that's actually the other challenge people experience. Oh, I don't have professional support. I don't know how to say what to say. So when we do our demonstration, maybe I will share more about that.
Let's actually just go right there. So we're going to do just like a little mini demonstration. I'm going to be your client today.
Thank you.
And yes. So go ahead and like, just lead me as if you were working with me as a client.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So of course, you know, I would do some kind of general stuff, right? No sensitivity, no privacy, no anything, you know, under this circumstance. So do you like to share with me a little bit, Vicky, like, you know, if there is anything like, you know, body stiffness right now you are experiencing, or something, it just trigger you a little bit of your anxiety, because that's what happens to everybody, right? Or even, you know, the pain a little bit on different parts of the body, something yeah. like that.
Well, so right today, I have a lot of like stiffness in my neck. Mm-hmm. And almost like a swollen gland in my jaw.
Mm. Okay. So, do you like us to go there a little bit? Chris, we experienced, you know, from our last session, right? So sometimes when we just go there, you know, it could, you know, bring out some next layers.
I'm willing to go wherever we go, it's not time-wise
it also doesn't allow us, but we will just do some general and the basic stuff.
Yes.
So people have some kind of idea, experience, right, how it goes. I appreciate you to be open and willing to do the demonstration. So first we go to the karate chop. We call this first step as setup statement, finding the stone. So the stone, from what I heard from you, it's really the stiffness in the back of neck.
Yeah.
Also like tension, some tension in the jaw area, right? Okay.
Yep.
So you repeat after me, we just have. And some people, if you are watching now and watch later, you can follow along, actually. It will help you as well, amazingly, you will experience. So it's like you repeat after me. Even though I feel stiffness in the back of my neck.
Even though I feel stiffness in the back of my neck.
And the tension around my jaw area.
And tension around my jaw.
Yeah. It's very uncomfortable, right?
It's very uncomfortable.
I love to release some of the tension.
I'd love to release some of the tension.
I choose to send some love and compassion to these symptoms.
I choose to send some love and compassion to these symptoms.
And stop judging these symptoms and discomfort.
And stop judging these symptoms and discomfort.
I can do that.
I can do that.
I choose to embrace these symptoms at the moment.
I choose to embrace these symptoms at the moment.
Okay. Take a deep breath in. Breathe out. Give a sigh. So I use some, you know, positive side energy as well, so that people, because many people cannot even say that they can accept at the beginning. So I didn't say we accept. I just say the truth. So this is the easy way to do this tapping thing, because you don't need to think about what to say. Just the truth, the reality. Yeah, I feel uncomfortable. This, it's annoying, it's a bit, but I choose to send some love, send some, we can do that. And I choose to embrace, at least. I have good part. This reminds us that we also have good parts now, not only this problem. So just embrace this part. So that embrace our whole energy. And then now we go to the eyebrow. This stiffness in the back of my neck.
The stiffness in the back of my neck.
Side of eye. The stiffness in the back of my neck.
The stiffness in the back of my neck.
The tension in my jaw.
The tension in my jaw.
This tension in my jaw.
This tension in my jaw.
So when I'm doing this, you can see we are hitting, use the finger as energetic hammer to hit the energy in those jaw. The tension is the energy. The stiffness is the stuck energy in this area. Mm-hmm. So we are tapping and speaking and we are hitting those stones. So keep moving your point, Vicky, to your chin. Can you tell me a bit more of the tension in the jaw? Just describe what comes up in your mind. Don't analyze, stop the thoughts, don't judge, Is there anything? How do you feel about these symptoms?
It feels kind of like a band around, almost like under my chin and around like.
Okay. Oh, this band under my chin.
There's a band under my chin.
This band under my chin.
This band under my chin.
Okay, move to the under the arm point. So tell me a bit more. So what do these symptoms like kind of remind you of? What's something? Is there a message under this?
It almost feels like if my jaw was almost like wired shut and clamped and like being pulled up.
Oh, okay. On the top of the head. Now, I just use this way to demonstrate, not only demonstrate and teach people, you even don't need every script from professional to do this. You just tap and repeat what you said just now. Can you?
I feel like there's a clamp on my jaw, pulling it up and locking it shut.
Locking it and shut. Okay, eyebrow. Tell me more, Vicky, about locking and shut. Locking what and the shutting what?
It almost feels like a clamp, like I'm clamping my jaws shut, or like they're clamped shut with something.
Side of
eye. I'm trying to force them to open.
Oh, side of eye. Yeah. So these stuck energies in my throat area.
These stuck energies in my throat area.
Under the eye. I knew that in my entire life, I was to work to find my voice.
I knew.
Right? Because I did some work with you and that's yes. Our theme. So let me embrace this. And it's related. Okay.
I knew that in my life, it was my work to find my voice.
Yeah. And I felt like I didn't have my voice before.
And I felt like I didn't have my voice before.
And chin point. And I didn't know how to let the energies out and express buried feelings.
I didn't know how to let the energy out and express buried feelings.
Yeah. This throat constriction.
This throat constriction.
This throat constriction.
This throat constriction.
Top of the head. I felt like my voice got shut down.
I felt like my voice got shut down.
I felt like there is a force surrounding my throat area and lock me up and shut me down.
I felt like there was a force surrounding my voice, throat area, throat locking. Area,
yes.
Shutting it down.
Yeah. And I felt like being locked up.
And I felt like being locked up. And just to our audience right now, what's happening inside of me is I can feel this like deeper emotion.
Oh.
Like to start with, there was like no connection to the emotion, but now the emotion is like rolling inside of me.
Okay. Yes. So can you stop tapping a little bit? Take a deep breath in now. And breathe it out. So I forgot to do one thing when we started. How, if we have a virtual scale from 0 to 10, how high you felt it was of your stiffness and the jaw tension on this virtual scale?
So I would say that it was probably like a 5.
Yeah, it was not very high, right? Yeah. But now when we tapped and the connect using the finger, find the stones. Now we connect and I hit on that. actually, I bet your intensity goes higher, right?
It really like jumped up to like probably like a 9.
Yeah, wow. See, that's how fast this tool is to connect us with those energy, those feelings. But then people will freak out sometimes. Oh, no, I don't want to go there. It's not safe. I don't feel comfortable or whatever. Don't worry, we still use this. After several minutes, it will still change, okay? So we just keep tapping a little bit. I feel the emotions now.
I feel the emotions now.
I know it's from the past.
I know it's from the past.
A lot of stuff, a lot of stuck, you know, energy inside of me.
A lot of stuck.
Trying to come out now.
Is trying to come out now.
I choose to release some stuck energy.
I choose to release some stuck energy.
Release the tension in my jaw.
And release the tension in my jaw.
Release the stuck energies in the back of my neck.
Release the stuck energy in the back of my neck.
Release the stress in my throat.
Release the stress in my throat.
That's how I felt to express myself in the past.
That's how I felt to express myself in the past.
Yes, I felt stressed when I needed to express myself and give my voice.
I felt stressed when I needed to express myself and give my voice.
I am realizing this energy pattern.
I am realizing this energy pattern.
And understand they are just energies.
And understand they're just energies.
I happen to get stuck in the past.
I happen to get stuck in the past.
I am aware of these stuck energies now, right?
I'm aware of this.
I need to find a better word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm realizing these energies that are still there. Yes.
And now it almost, as we're doing this, it almost feels like that's like coming up in my throat, almost like bubbles trying to get out of my throat.
Yeah, you see that. Thank you for, you know, tracking the energy, you know, with me together and explain. That's very, very helpful. So now, if you're watching, you know, we can, you know, maybe stop tapping a little bit, take a little deep breath in and breathe out. When you breathe out, you know, just breathe through your throat, not only your mouth and the nose, throat. It's like letting out the energy from your throat. So that
I feel the sensation of like I need to burp or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's the energy. So it's almost like when we are doing this kind of thing, it's almost like we are having the dialogues, communications with the energy, which are our feelings, self-talk, thoughts, and sometimes beliefs. That's why this tool can work on the limiting beliefs as well. So I used to believe this and that. So that's because of this and that. So now, you know, by the end, we do some positive round and we will say, today is a new day. I build a new belief because I'm realizing now something different, something like that. But let me come back. So you have something to say? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you want to kind of fast forward to that kind of end session.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you be the guide from here.
Okay. Yes. So let me check with you now. You said you just felt the sensation. I call them tingling sensation, right? It's almost like energy's moving there. So now your stiffness or tension in your jaw, you said it went up to 9, really high. And is it going even higher off the chart or stays at the same level or?
I think it's actually like slightly decreased just a little bit.
Okay. So if it's 8?
Yeah.
Okay. So tap a little bit. Can you just tap and speak out more? What comes out from your mind and anything, the voice you hear from yourself, the self-talk, or even sometimes feelings?
I feel uncertainty, like trapped. Mm-hmm. And what if I didn't do enough? What if I didn't speak enough? What if I never speak enough?
Wow.
What if I never get my voice clear?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Keep going. Keep going. I will jump in a bit later, but I like you to just let it out. You see, this is what I say, the truth, the real self-talk, no judging, because they are no good, no bad, no wrong, no right. They are just energies, no judgment, no self-judgment. So keep going, Vicky.
I feel all this like pent up energy inside of me, all this possibility, this creativity, but it feels like it's like trickling out instead of like shooting out like a fire hose.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so ready to let it come out.
Yes, yes. I'm so, you see, you already started to shift already to the positive side. So it's like, I really know what I want to say.
Yeah.
Can you repeat after me? Or you can change the words to resonate your own words.
I know what I want to say.
It's my life purpose or soul's purpose to find my voice and express and live my life.
It's my life purpose to find my voice and express myself and live my life.
Yes. And I realized the limitation that got me stuck in my throat.
And I realized the limitation that got me stuck in my throat.
All those invisible energies that got stuck in my throat energy center.
All those invisible energies that got stuck in my throat energy center.
That shut me down and got me stuck.
That shut me down.
It blocked me, right?
That shut me down and blocked me.
From expressing my truth.
Yeah. Clamped my jaw shut.
Yes, yes. I choose to allow them to come out and leave me.
I choose to allow them to come out and leave me.
I choose not to hold on to those feelings of fear anymore.
I choose not to hold on to those feelings of fear anymore.
Because those anxiety actually protected me before.
Because those anxieties actually protected me before.
From the fear of expressing wrongly, right?
From the fear of expressing wrongly.
It was not safe for me to express my truth.
It was not safe for me to express my truth.
But that's in the past.
But that's in the past.
I was a child.
I was a child.
I choose to touch those feelings and give the exit for them to come out.
I choose to touch those feelings and give them permission.
The exit?
The accept them to come
exit.
Out.
Exit. Yeah. The outlet.
Oh, exit.
Exit. And outlet.
Exit and get out.
Yes. I choose to open up my throat communication center.
I choose to open up my throat communication center.
And express myself genuinely.
And express myself genuinely.
As who I am.
As to who I am.
Yes. Maybe there is still some leftover energy in my throat.
Maybe there is still some leftover energy in my throat.
But I'm realizing it now.
But I'm realizing it now.
I am on the right path to work on it a little bit more.
I'm on the right path to work on this a little bit more.
And release them.
And release them.
I choose to be really aligned with my true self.
I choose to be really aligned with my true self.
And find the freedom of expressing myself.
And find the freedom of expressing myself.
And then I will manifest the freedom in my life reality.
And then I will manifest the freedom in my life reality.
I'm so ready for it.
I'm so ready for it. Like, so ready for it.
Yes, I'm letting them all go.
Letting them all go.
Yeah. Take a deep breath. Give a big sigh. So before I check with you, Vicky, I really, really appreciated of your genuine, expressing of your thoughts, self-talk, feelings. Because did you realize that I actually didn't even guide you as a practitioner? I just let you tap and speak out your truth. That's your truth. That's how I do to support people. I don't do anything. Yeah, but anyway, so that's your truth.
You're a great facilitator and guide on it.
So how... Maybe, timing wise, we can only do this much, but let me check with you on the virtual scale right now. The stiffness in the neck, in the back of your neck, the throat constriction.
Yes.
Tightening jaw.
I would say it's dropped down to like a 6 now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, for timing purposes, you would continue to do this, right, until that number got down.
Yes. Let me just explain a little bit. We'll not go to the details. When you check if you still have the 6, and then you just go back to those points. Sometimes you even don't go to this, body chop. You just keep speaking out what is inside of your mind or whatever comes up, just speak out. Even though some feelings come out, don't be scared. Just speak out your feelings. I feel sad that I had held on to them for so many years. And maybe even I feel mad at myself by wasting my time. Or I have concern how I can finally really do this or whatever. I just make them up.
And don't be surprised if along with this comes tears, maybe anger, a whole range of emotions.
Yes, yes, yes.
Going to come up in this process. And that's okay. That's what is designed, right, to bring those emotions up and release them so they're not trapped.
Yes, anymore. Yes. And Vicky, you experienced the last time already, because we don't have time. But, if we just keep going to do several more rounds and we could bring the score on the scale lower down to 3 or even below 3. But I have to mention here for one big important thing that especially for the first timer or beginner, you can tap a little bit on the surface of your, current stress level, but usually they all tied to the roots, the buried stuff from the past. So that's how it works. It really connects to the different layers that got buried inside of the body system.
So if you think about a root, like a root might be kind of a worthiness, like I'm not worthy. And then that comes out in a lot of different directions, right? Am I explaining that right?
Yeah. Many times, very often people will say, I don't matter. my feelings don't matter. You know, they don't care. So why bother I care? They don't care. It's never safe. If I express myself, they will judge me or even ridicule or punish me. Something like they call me, you know, like a sensitive, you know, whatever. And they laugh at me and make me feel small and weak. And I don't want to experience that. Something like that. So this happens more to sensitive kids when they are young. So they just got stuck, or some kind of event happened in adult life or younger time. So previous events or so, sometimes even tied to some traumatic events. So you just don't want to do touch to those traumatic events by yourself. You need professional help. Otherwise,
yes.
You don't want to.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. This is a great tool. I think, like you said, it's a great tool that you can learn to use it and begin using it. But as with any modality, you are going deep, it's better to do it with someone to hold that space for you and someone that knows how to guide you through
this. Yes. But it's the tool that's simple and easy and powerful enough for every single person. If you want to learn some tools to just deal with your acute situation.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's very fast. So all the people I support, I help, they can do it right away after the first session already. They can do something to get, you know, to support and help themselves control their, not control, I don't like that word, to deal with, reduce their stress or the headaches.
Yeah. And that's even when we did the first session together, then in the following days after that, I did a couple more sessions with myself and, you know, felt so much shifting energy. That was why I invited you to come on to the podcast to talk about it, because it's such a valuable tool especially when you talk about trauma work. You know, I use the neuro-linguistic programming modality to help people do similar thing.
Yes, yes.
In a different way.
Yes.
And so I think it's just so cool to bring in all of these different modalities, one to educate people about what's out there that can help them, and two, to give them options for, you know, now if somebody's seen this and they want to do this, you know, we're going to put your contact information in the notes so they can reach out to you and explore it. But it gives you modalities and tools so that you're not staying stuck.
Yes, yes. And I also do want to mention, because I personally also experienced, you know, NLP or that kind of tools before as well. I know that all actually, you know, when they work, it connect us to the subconscious.
Yes, exactly.
Because really, you know, a lot of things that are there, we are even not aware. They are there at a subconscious level that blocks us. So these tools, different modalities and approaches are really powerful and very helpful out there, and give a lot of people, you know, hope. Because they are so trapped and stuck, feeling like, you know, I may live in this kind of, under this kind of state forever. I'm so scared. Life passes by. I don't want to end my life like this. Something like that. So these are their self-talk. You can also tap and speak out.
Which is so great when you learn this, to be able to just do it in, you know, in any moment, to just, you know, when you sense something come up, to just take a moment, feel into the body. I mean, the body is such a tool. I just read this week that statistically we can sense something off by the changes in our body, like 75% quicker than it actually comes into our conscious awareness.
Yes.
So our body knows way before our mind.
Oh, yeah. Aware of it. Thank you so much for pointing that out. And let me add one thing, because I know we both agree that we worked in the corporate world before. Many women, you know, working in the corporate or in the workplace, right? They keep pushing, using the willpower, use a lot of masculine energy, you know, and all through our analytical, logical mind from our head. But a lot of creative ideas, inspirations, or the inner guide that actually could guide us and take us to move forward don't really come out from our head. But we don't know that. So many people got stuck from our head space. It's really good to shift from the head to the heart and let our throat to, you know, release some stuck, buried stuff in the heart and really open up our whole being, the hand energy field, so that we see more possibilities. Opportunities are there. We just got stuck in the tunnel, could not see it. That's the thing.
Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing that in. And there's so many cultural things that put on women. You know, I worked in a male-dominated environment, and there was so many unspoken cultural norms that I felt silenced to me. But here's the thing is I'm not silenced anymore. And part of what's needed, even in our corporate world or our, you know, our education system, anywhere that you work, what's needed is people who understand this and begin to say, I'm going to shift to live and show up in a different way.
Yes.
And one person doing that can change the environment and the culture. And that's, you know, that's exciting to me to think about, you know, you and I are entrepreneurs and we live this stuff from a little bit different pace than the pace that we were at in the corporate world. But yet there's such a need for individuals who are out there in that traditional workplace to embrace this so that they can be the lights in those
workplaces. Oh yeah. And helpful, you know, for the whole environment, the team members also. You know, when you were saying, I just felt like so resonated. I'm afraid that our talk will never end.
I know. We're way past the time limit that we said we were going to go. But hey, you know what? That's okay. It's needed to be.
Yes.
So,
yeah. So especially for women, I just like to add, you know, like one more point. Because, you know, especially for ladies, for women, we actually take more roles, multiple roles, not only in the workplace as employee or sometimes managers there. And then in the house, you know, it's like wife, daughter, mother, whatever, so many things. And then if we try to be friendly, we are loving, caring people. We don't want to express a lot of things to upset other people, don't want to express our anger, then we hold on to them so that we can hurt ourselves. So this is not good for our health, for the well-being, but that doesn't mean we need to go there to fight and express our anger, dumb down to them. But we could use those kind of tools to release it, to express with ourselves and release it so that we could be shifted in the neutral state. So that when you go out there, at least you will not be triggered that often. because a lot of stuff, the angers, it came from the old events and the energies got stuck and we are triggered. So then if we could release and let them go, the button is not there, not trigger us, and they don't have the place to press our button.
That's right. We have control of our own button.
Yes.
And then, you know, there are a lot of core fundamental principles that I teach, like conflict-free communication, boundary setting, you know, that are that we can take those skills, because so much of the toxicity that happens in the workplace is just because people don't feel free to communicate the truth of what's happening, and they don't know how to communicate that in a way that can be of respect to everyone involved and helpful. So taking this tool that you've brought to us today, Jenny, and then partnering them with some other foundational skills just sets us up for tremendous growth in our lives. So, wow. I imagine, Jenny, this isn't the last time that you're going to be on the Becoming Unsilenced podcast. So I'll look forward to the future. And anybody who's listened to this, please leave us a comment, shoot us an email, let us know what resonated with you on this topic, share it with a friend who came to your mind while, you know, we were having this conversation. And then most important, if you are feeling stuck in your life, I say the situations in your life are there to act as alarm clocks to awaken you to your greatest potential. So whether that situation is a toxic coworker, or it is a water line that keeps breaking or something. Yeah. Like I went through a series in a property that I owned that had three different water lines break in it. And so, I don't know why that just came to my mind, but that was a great opportunity for me to say, wow, what is this going on? You know, to help me wake up. So yeah. Anyway, final thoughts as we wrap out, Jenny.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I really appreciate you and your work. That's why, you know, from the beginning, we felt so resonated and connected, and to do this work to help really a lot of people. So what I can do what you think it will be the best or most helpful to wrap it up, or, you know,
Let's wrap it up, and let's, I want you to tell people if they're just getting started, what's their next step? And then if they're interested in working with you, how should they find you?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. And before I go to the contact, whatever connect part, I really, really love to point this out. Everything happens if you feel stuck, it's really because inside of us there is conflicting energy. Part of you wants to go there, part of you does not allow you for whatever reasons. So the split energy, internal tug of war. So only if we can be aware these both parts, or even more than two parts, dragging you to different directions, you feel like so split and overwhelmed, exhausted. So it's because the energies go to different directions. So understanding that, you know, we have hope. It's just like that. It's not like, you know, I don't know what's going on at all. We'll never. So anyway, for the people, again, you know, you feel stuck at the beginning or so first. No, it's okay. Don't judge. No judging. And there is hope. And just come back to yourself, acknowledging and embrace.
Oh, I love that.
So if you really, you know, need support, ask for help. for many women, it's hard for them to ask for help. So if that's the part, you know, you are going through experiencing, I would say it's actually even not about asking for help. It's about receiving love from yourself, from others, from the universe, God, if you, you know, want to say so, ask for help and follow your gut, follow your heart, follow your intuitive ideas, voice. You know, you actually, your many people, your inner being knows everything. If you really feel like, yeah, that is probably the right thing or that's not right, you know, just dare to follow your gut and step one more step, you know, further to ask for help or check, to find out, to compare, to do some research. And, you know, you can find tons of information out there online. You know, what I love, you know, to always recommend to people about EFT tapping is always the founder, Gary Craig. So, you know, maybe, you know,
we I've watched some of his videos and he's
He has
7 or 8 minutes. So they're really,
He has so many tons of videos, free stuff, information for you to begin with.
Yeah.
So you,
Gary, what's his last name again?
Craig, C-R-A-I-G.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. So, I'm kind of actually at just the beginning stage of his advanced, you know, membership, you know, program or whatever as professional. I really, really love, you know, his way of expressing and the professionalism, you know, the community. Anyway, so you can find more information. Feel free to let us know your questions and all your challenges. So anything that makes sense or doesn't make sense, it's all open for us to discuss and, you know, to find clarity. So I guess I will have my, you know, site information or contact information available. I really, if you feel resonated and, you know, feel like you want to explore a bit further to talk about, get some clarity, I will be very honored to support you with Vicky together. We both are in the same field. I just feel honored. Yeah, we could, you know, share this information to support, you know, you and maybe some friends together.
Thank you. Check the show notes for everything that you're looking for. And thanks for being here. And we'll see you on the next time we're together, Jenny.
Yeah, I would love to. And also, I will have you. Thank you again.
See you next time.
Yeah, see you.
Thanks for being here. If you have a topic or question you want to hear more about, send it to us at the email below. Have an inspired day.